So Billy Hutchison, you've been upstairs at a workshop that's been kind of looking at kind of Protestant Unionist Loyalist kind of issues. You said today about the media, when they use the word criminal, quite often that's a short... Sorry, when they use the word loyalist, it's quite often it's a shortcut for criminal. Is there much the PUP can kind of do to get rid of that as a shortcut?
Well, I mean, I think that that's one of the difficulties, is that they never see us as the Progressive Unionist Party. They see us as spokesmen for the UVF, which we aren't. I'm leading the party now, and what I'm making sure is that we have a broad church, and we do. We have over 500 members. So they represent, you know, society as a whole. But the point I was trying to make was that this is what happens whenever, you know, a prime minister says that he would, you know, he would look after Republicans and the chief constable would look after loyalists. Now, the difficulty is that I don't deny that there are loyalists, individual loyalists who have been involved in criminality, but, you know, we all shouldn't be hit by that sort of, you know, broad brush, because it's not true. Just as, you know, Republicans aren't all criminals, because there are Republicans who are at criminality as well.
You talked about the kind of the numbers in the party. I mean, you're quite keen that more young folk get politicised and actually get involved in your party or in others. How are you kind of going about that? How's the PUP?
Well, the PUP has been holding a number of meetings across the province, and we've also got an education officer within the party, and he's working with groups of people. Like, for instance, he's working with groups of young people, and he's also working with women in terms of how they work together to politicise themselves. So we've got a women's commission, and we've also got Progressive Youth, and that's what we want to do, so that they come back into the party stronger in terms of...
So, I mean, you've stepped yourself back into kind of frontline politics again about 2 years ago, and at the moment, a lot of what we're talking about, certainly from your party, appears to be kind of nearly exclusively around flags and stuff. I mean, where's the PUP talking about health and life expectancy,
well,
and education and training?
We are talking about that, but the media's not listening.
Is the media not listening, or... I mean, is it you not being heard, or...
I mean, I don't know which it is, where it's the media not listening and we're not being heard, but certainly, you know, our policies in terms of, you know, all of those socioeconomic issues haven't changed. And, you know, our arguments about the cultural thing is that I've been saying this since 2011, and people wouldn't listen to me when I said that we need to actually communicate with working class people on both sides, and that should be done through, like, an Absol commission. And I was saying that, you know, before there was a flag protest, because I knew that all of this was bubbling underneath, and that if Sinn Féin were going to do anything big in 2012, it was going to be around the Union flag, and they did that. Now, you know, irrespective of all of that, what we need to do is we need to move forward, and we need socioeconomic issues need to be... We know that people are going to get worse. I work in a community where, you know, a year ago, on a day whenever we had people coming in to get welfare advice, it was probably 3 people. Now we've got 30 people coming in. So it shows you how much that the Tory policies and the policies of the Assembly has affected working class people.
During the flag protests, some new leaders kind of seem to appear within the kind of loyalism that kind of grew out. I mean, is that as a result of just new talent, or was that kind of filling a vacuum where there wasn't a lot of other leadership?
Well, it was probably a combination of both. I mean, I think that, you know, the PUP were lucky enough to get young Johnny Harvey from the flag protest, who I think is quite capable and very articulate. He's 32. So from that point of view, you know, we were lucky in that. You know, we had no connection with the party before the flag protest started. I think that both him and me had a discussion along with others from the PUP and others from the flag protest, and I think the two of us just clicked, and he liked my style of leadership and I liked what he had to say.
But I mean, other leaders kind of appeared out of nowhere.
Well, I mean, I think, well, I mean...
It disappeared due to...
Well, there's an argument. There's an argument to whether those other people were leaders or whether those other people were just people who were speaking out about the flag. I'm not sure that all of those people wanted to be in a leadership position, but may have found themselves talking at rallies and talking at protests. Doesn't necessarily make you a leader. And I think that, you know... So therefore, a lot of people gravitated towards them. There was a whole lots of reasons for that. You know, it was some of the language that they were using, which political party leaders couldn't say. And it was also that they were young. And there was a number of factors in that. But I don't think that, you know, many people come out of that who are going to leave political parties or join political parties. But I do think that those people have concerns, and we will listen to them and try to rectify them.
It's probably about 2 or 3 months now since the Unionist Forum was set up and a number of other alternatives. Has anything concrete come out of those yet, do you think?
Well, I don't think there is now. As leader of the Progressive Unionist Party, we have 2 representatives on, Councillor Kyle being one of them. And in fact, last night at the executive meeting, I've asked them just to report back to our party council on what is actually happening. I think that they've been doing good work under sort of the radar, but they're not doing the work where they need to be doing it with people in communities who are already working on some of these issues.
I mean, should more have happened by now? I mean, there's a kind of an urgency to this debate, isn't there?
Well, I think there is an urgency, and I think that that's why the Unionist Forum was set up. It was set up not to do urgency, but what it was set up to do was to actually try to get the PUP and TUV and other small parties off the radar because they were supporting the flag protesters.
Is it not going to be tricky, though, that realistically you are a small party and you have to basically lobby and work with larger parties?
Of course we do.
Also, there's even with Sinn Féin, actually, I mean, because like, they have a constituency
there is no question,
same issues.
Yeah, there is no question that we will not have to talk to Sinn Féin. We have two councillors in the City Hall, they have to talk to Sinn Féin. Now, if we get people elected elsewhere, then they'll have to talk to Sinn Féin. That's not the question.
Talk with them more, though, to actually...
Well, I mean, I think it depends on...
You have so much in common, except for...
Well, I think it depends on what... It depends on what it is you want to talk about. I mean, you know, back in sort of 94 to 98, you know, we thought that we were on the same page in terms of socioeconomic issues. And then what we've seen them doing was we've seen them supporting private-public partnerships, which is certainly not our position. So from that point of view, you know, just on one issue, they turned off very quickly, and unfortunately it was, you know, those are sorts of issues that they didn't stick to. They didn't stick to the working class issues or to try to create politics of the working class.
Does the flags issue put that relationship back, though?
Well, the thing about the flag relationship does is that it shows how far apart that we are around agreeing around the constitutional and the cultural position, and I think that they're important. But, you know, as I said, you know, we will push the socioeconomic issues when we're in, and our party, my view would be of the party and people who are elected, you know, the idea that comes up is an idea that is good or bad. If it's good, we support it, irrespective of who it comes from.
Lastly, what's the best that you hope comes out of Cardiff from the talks this weekend?
Well, I suppose what I do hope is that there's agreement around how we move forward and how we tackle some of the issues that are going to be discussed, and that there's a broad agreement about how to do that, because I think it's important. I also think it's important that we build that consensus and that broad agreement, and that we stick together to do it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.